My name's Ross von Koller. We'll be covering Nospers and Process and tech in general going forward. Today we're going to have a look at the company's results and where the discount sits currently. So I'm just going to dive right in. We released a report towards the beginning of October, so there's been about 2 months of news that's come through since then. Obviously, they had the new CEO that's come through, as well as their CFO, who announced his retirement at the end of November. So that's lapsed now. And since then, we've just had Prosus, which has sold its stake in Trip.com, and then their other stake in Swiggy Limited IPO'd in India. And it listed at about 11.3 billion. So that came through. And then we had results towards the beginning of this month. As far as our intrinsic value goes, it remains largely unchanged from our last updates in October. There were a couple of offsetting factors. Tencent was down about 4% over the period since our last report. They listed those assets, sold some assets, and then obviously you have the share repurchase and the buyback program that's currently ongoing and is open-ended. And then obviously all of that in US dollars, so the currency will make some small marginal differences. We have seen the discount to NAV close a little bit, mainly based on the share prices going up while Tencent's going down, and we remain on a hold as per our last report, so nothing has changed there.